Okay, good morning, everyone. My name is Sierra Thompson, and I'm the research coordinator on this project titled Shape Up, Barbers Building Better Brothers. And today, I'm excited to talk to you about the development and pilot testing of the HIV STI prevention program for young adult African-American men in barbershop settings. Okay. There are no relationships to disclose. However, I do want you to know that this study is funded by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. Okay, so as you know, African-American men account for 2/3 of new infections among all African-Americans, and it's the biggest killer of African-Americans ages 25 to 54. Most people who have HIV don't know they have it, so they continue to have unprotected sex and spread a disease. Unfortunately, there's no cure for HIV or AIDS. All right. This graph displays the disproportionality of AIDS among African Americans, with them accounting for the highest number of new infections among youth by sex and race. Okay, so what is Shape Up, Barbers Building Better Brothers? It's a randomized control trial targeting 1,152 young adult African American men between the ages of 18 and 24. It's being conducted in 48 barbershops across the city of Philadelphia who display the highest incidence rates of HIV and violence. We conduct this with 144 barbers, specifically 3 barbers from each of the 48 shops. And barbershops are then randomized to implement one of 2 interventions, our HIV risk reduction intervention or our violence retaliation prevention, which is our control. We collect data at baseline, immediately post-intervention, and also at 3, 6, and 12 months, using a CASI, which measures their knowledge, attitudes, and sexual and violence risk behaviors. This is a 2-day, 2-part, one-on-one intervention. I know that was a lot. And it's conducted by their specially trained barber right in the barbershop using an iPad. Homework assignments are given out at the end of day 1 and also goodie bags, and the homework is discussed on day 2 when they come back. It's over a 2-week period. We also collect biological specimens via urine to test for chlamydia and gonorrhea. And on day 2, when they come back, if anyone is positive for an STI, we will treat them free of charge. Okay, so how is the risk reduction intervention designed? Before designing an intervention, you need to have goals. So the first goal that we wanted to do is to design a conceptually and culturally congruent, gender-specific, age-appropriate intervention based on formative research, such as our focus groups and key informant interviews, and also theory. So we use the theory of plant behavior, and also previous evidence-based research conducted by our research team, which is the GMOTS. The second goal was to design an intervention that was easy to use in a barbershop setting and visually appealing to the participants. Thirdly, we want to design an intervention to enhance knowledge, beliefs, and confidence to use condoms and reduce the number of sexual partners. Okay, so there are many steps with designing an intervention. The first step was conducting focus groups. We conducted focus groups with barbers, barbershop owners, young adult African-American men between the ages of 18 and 24, healthcare providers, and also our community advisory board. We then identified a theory and the theoretical constructs for designing the intervention, in which we chose the theory of plant behavior. And then we conducted survey research with 100 young black African-American men between the ages of 18 to 24 to determine what theoretical variables predict condom use and reducing the number of sexual partners. Next, we analyzed the data from the focus groups and the correlational data. We then used that data and the theory to inform the design of our intervention activities, along with other components from other evidence-based HIV risk reduction interventions. More steps. Meetings. Conducted several meetings with game designers from Select Media. We then designed a storyboard for the videos and the activities for the iPad. So we created the games and the scripts for the video activities. We then decided and determined what actors we wanted to use for the videos. We then integrated all of these intervention activities into one thematic program and showed all of these materials to our CAD member and revised it in partnership with them. Next, we pilot tested the usability and likability of the applications on the iPads. We then revised the intervention based on the feedback we had from that session. Next, we designed the participant education brochures and our facilitator guides, which the barbers used to go over with the participants. And then we pilot tested the complete intervention program on the iPads. Next, we revised it on the feedback that we received with the CAB to get their final approval. And the final version of the intervention app was put into prototype format. And the implementation of the final version is now being implemented in barbershops. Okay. So our intervention activity aims to, one, increase HIV and STI knowledge, build self-efficacy to use condoms and negotiate condom use with their sexual partners, bolster positive attitudes, beliefs towards using condoms, and reducing the number of sexual partners. And then we also have some technical skill building. So the barbers do role playing and condom negotiation skills. So the condom demonstration is also done on the barber's finger, that is, in the barbershop setting. And then they have practice and feedback. Okay. So remember I said it was a two-day, two-part, one-on-one intervention. So the first part of the intervention is actually done using an innovative iPad technology, interactive video and game applications while sitting in the waiting room of the barbershop. So the client is there watching part one of the intervention on an iPad. And it presents the information in an accurate manner and provides information for discussion with the barber to allow the client to analyze what they've seen and how they can incorporate this into their everyday lives. The second part is done in the barber's chair. So this gives the time to reinforce what was done in the first part. So it allows the client and the barber to have a one-on-one discussion and allows the client to reflect upon what they have learned and experienced. Next, it allows the barber to draw out key points of the activity and allows the client to learn and practice new skills. Okay, so I have a treat for you guys. So now we're going to look at our HIV and STI risk assessment activity. So when this video first comes on, you'll see a barber talking about HIV, and then it will go into a risk assessment activity in which the participant has the opportunity to analyze their sexual risk behaviors.
It doesn't really matter who you are. It's what you do that puts you at risk for HIV. Don't share needles or works. Limit your partners. If you do have sex, use a condom every time. Be a man. Protect yourself, protect your woman, protect your community. You're going to have a chance to look at your own behavior and see what behaviors you do that put you at risk for HIV and other STDs. This activity will help you determine what behaviors in your life may be placing you at risk. Just check yes or no. We are not collecting the information nor saving it. This information will not leave this room. It just helps us to focus on the information that is specific to you. So please be honest when you answer these questions. Have you ever had unprotected sex? Since you had unprotected sex, you may be at risk for HIV and other STDs. It's important that you use condoms correctly and consistently every time you have sex.
Okay, so that's seen on day one in the waiting areas, part one. This next video clip we're going to see is actually seen on day two, and it's also seen in the waiting area. It's called The Club. It was a narrative, and it was adapted and turned into a video. I mean, like a short movie.
You're listening to K101.2, bringing you today's hottest hip-hop and R&B jam.
It's a jam.
Come on in the morning. Hey, y'all. Couple is concerned about this unprotected sex thing. Now, we got to think about our health and protect ourselves and each other. So get out, and get this HIV testing day all day with Coco in the morning. Now that you know what's up, get tested and protect yourself. Man, I'm going to get tested myself and squash some of these rumors.
Oh. Whatever happened to that shorty from the party the other day?
Which one? You know I got so many. You guys always think you got so much game.
It ain't got no game.
just young, dumb, and full of crap.
Off.
But you guys need to learn to wrap it up. Don't you know that AIDS is the number one killer among African Americans?
I ain't getting no AIDS, man. Dad, you know condoms are your friendships. I don't like how they feel. And they don't work anyway, old man.
Who are you calling old?
Look, if you learn to use a condom the right way, it actually feels good. The condoms only break 2 times out of 100.
I didn't come here for no lecture. I came to cuts.
I'll tell my shorty I'm gonna start using condoms. She won't think I'm messing around all this time.
She gets upset because you wanna start using condoms. Maybe she doesn't trust me for good reason.
She ain't got no reason not to trust me.
Well, why don't you just tell her that you care for her, right? And that you want to protect her? That's the reason why you need to trust me.
That's
all right. Okay, so the current status of our study. We currently have 41 barbershops, 115 barbers, 556 participants, and 72 participants who have tested positive for STD but displayed no symptoms. So far, the participants like it, and also the barbers. Our next steps. We're still actively recruiting barbershops and barbers. We're still training barbers as facilitators, and we're implementing the intervention still in the main trial and also conducting 3, 6, and 12-month follow-ups and retention. So thank you. I hope you enjoyed the presentation. If you want to contact me, myself, or Dr. Jamont for more information, our email addresses are listed here.